Hey, fellow listeners, because you must know I am a listener too. I enjoy listening to erotic audio. Welcome to my 3,000 follower AMA. Saying that makes me cringe because I just don't quite understand how that happened. I don't get it, but thank you. The gratitude is quite overwhelming. I'm currently sitting in my bed. I'm surrounded by a couple of cookbooks, some food, some drink, good kind of drink, and some water, and and I'm very comfortable in what I'm wearing. So I wanted to start this AMA because I know this is going to need to be broken up into parts. So here we are. Welcome. Right. It is mid-afternoon on a Tuesday. And I am ready to answer your questions and very, very... very, very grateful. Okay, so these questions have all come from the Google Doc, which are all anonymous, which is fine. I'm happy with that. That's completely fine. But here we go. So, 3,000 follower AMA, giddy up. Is Fairy your real name? No. It's not. I am yet to meet somebody called Fairy, but yes, it's a no on that one. Next question: will you ever do a face reveal? No, that is very much a hard no. If you listen to my 500 way back when, my 500 AMA, whether I was going to do a face reveal. No, I won't because the reasoning is I have a limited amount that I will reveal to the space, this erotic audio space, because I want to be a blank slate for all of you. I want to be whoever you want me to be. So whether I have blonde hair, black hair, red hair, brown hair, whether I am short, tall, round and curvy, or, you know, beautiful and tall and slender and, you know, voluptuous or lithe, I'm not going to do a reveal of any description. There we go. There's another question come in. Which fairy tale, folk tale, or fictional character would you like to see get the GWA treatment? I'm not sure what you mean by the GWA treatment. Thank you, lovely listener, who asked that. Does that mean get, like, the sexy time treatment? I don't know. Let me know what your intention was. I might need to come back to that one, maybe in the second part. So I'm not really sure what you mean by that one. Fictional character, get Gita. Is it like the sexy time treatment? Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. All right, we'll leave that one there. Maybe I might ponder that. Maybe by the time I come around to do the second part, I might have something more to offer you. So my question in the AMA form was, what do you want? And this lovely listener has said, I want someone to spend the rest of my life with, which, kudos to you. Yes, I did literally ask you what you wanted and you have literally answered. So thank you. But my question is, what is the weirdest thing someone asked you to do? What is the weirdest thing someone asked you to do? There was a point when I was with, I had a partner and I had, and this isn't weird actually, so it probably doesn't qualify. I had a partner and I had a friend who was in a same-sex relationship who insinuated that perhaps they would want my opposite sex partner's goods to have a baby. I don't think that's weird though. I think that's totally understandable. So what's weird? I can see I'm going to leave some questions through to the next part of this. Yeah, weird? No, I can't think of anything off the bat. But yeah, I hope you find, you know, that long-term partner that you were looking for. Next question. Well, I want to tell you I love your work. You are wonderful. Your voice is charming and I think I'm in love with you. Okay, I may have overreacted. Yep, so that's my my fault for saying, what do you want? The questions are, how does the recording process work? My recording process? Yeah, okay. So do you have some kind of routine to record? Have you ever touched yourself to some of your audios? Okay, how does my recording process work? I have posted a couple of photos of my little recording space, which I'm about to update. And do I have a routine? Nope. I get up and if I feel like it that day, or look, there's probably part of a routine if I, you know, am in the mood, then yeah, I do go and record, but I record maybe three or four audios at a time, three or four scripts at a time. I know people have often said to me, I get this pretty frequently, is why do you post every day? You're going to burn out, you're going to exhaust yourself. One, I don't edit. Two, I cold read. And three, I do three to four of them at a time. So really, I only really record maybe two to three times a week. And that's it. It literally is hit record, read it, and upload it, and then over the following days I post. So really, in the scheme of things, my process is pretty limited. I don't do sound effects. If you're listening to me right now, then you would know that I don't do sound effects. I don't do editing other than doing a cutout of if I've made a mistake, which is not to, you know, blow smoke up my own ass, but I just, I don't know, I have an ability to read and interpret as I read. And I don't have to edit. I don't need to do the cut. So there's a thing with audio, if you're a listener and you haven't ever recorded before. So say I'm saying a line and it was, oh, sorry, I've just mucked up my microphone. Pushed it against my computer here. So say the line was, oh my God, I cannot believe you're about to. And the line is, not that. I would read that and say I made a mistake. I'd do a click and leave some space. And then I say, oh my God, I can't believe you're about to come. So then I can go back and cut that particular piece out. And I learnt that from a lovely editor called Asterion. I was watching one of his, I watched him one night, something he was sharing his screen, and I learnt that technique. Otherwise, I probably would not be recording right now, because if I had to go back and start all over, I was just like, fuck this, no, that's too much hard work. And I'm in it for the experience. I'm not in it for the production. I'm not in it for the performance. I'm in it to read it and feel it and be immersed in it as you are. And that's part of why I cold read. I read the tags. I maybe might read the first couple of lines. And I have a fair grasp of the script writers that I am choosing to, you know, their works that I'm choosing. So in terms of language, genre, style, phrasing, cadence, all of that, yeah, I have an idea. How does it work? So I've given you an idea of how that works, routine, and have I touched myself to some of your audios? Okay. You need to go and have a look at my pin post. Yes. Yes. The answer is hell yes. I will get to a point when I know I want to record a specific audio that I know, like part of the Wish You Were Here series. I have finished eight sections of that series, six episodes and an interlude and a prelude. And I know that to be in that zone, to be in that headspace, I know I need to abstain for a couple of days and do what I need to do, whether it's completely abstaining or edging myself. I know I need to prepare for those ones because they are fucking awesome, those scripts, and they are freaking long. And the user, A Secret Beast, I'm assuming it's a he, maybe it's a she, I don't know. They write in the most exceptional way. It's immersive, it's intense, it's elongated. They're some of the longest scripts I've read, so they take quite a lot of energy. But you need to know, at some point, reading that script, yes, I do. The question is, do I ever touch myself? Oh, I always touch myself regardless. Sorry, I was leading to whether I actually have an orgasm. Yes, I do. I do. Usually one. On the odd occasion, there will be two while I'm recording. So I hope that answers your question. Good question. Next question. I don't usually take part in AMAs or anything, but I felt like giving you a potato. So here it is. And there's an emoji of a potato. Do with it as you wish. Hug. And see, that's what I asked. That is what I asked. So kudos to you. Make me laugh. That made me laugh. So thank you. Okay. Well, in that case, my question is, what do I want, as in what do you want? What do I want? I want I could be totally diplomatic and I could go, oh, I want world peace, or I want there to be no pandemic. I want you know, things that aren't really specific to me but generalized. And not to say that wishing a pandemic wasn't here or that we could deal with it as a generalization. I think that's the majority of the world. With me, what do I want personally? I would like, or I want to maintain balance in my life. I want my people to live long and prosper like a fucking Vulcan. And I want smaller thighs. There you go. That should answer your question. I'm not being flippant about the smaller thighs. My heritage is big thighs. And I have big thighs. They're not just big, they are big and they are strong. I will squat any of you on each arm. I have really strong thighs. Think of that what you will. Next question. So what are the three things you enjoy most about recording and posting audios? I love the creative process of finding a script and then recording it without fully knowing where it's going. It's kind of, you know, living on the edge. I really enjoy that process, and understanding or learning about the arc of the story as I read it. And there's another question coming up that will, you know, sort of explore that further. But yeah, I really enjoy that. And I feel like every script that I get, or every script that I I read the beginning of, I was just like, wow. Wow, where does this creativity come from? I feel really sort of privileged to read and record other people's work. I do write my own scripts and record my own scripts, but they get submitted to a handful of other places that ask for original content. It's not posted anywhere else. So yeah, I have that as well. So that the only original content you'll find on Reddit is, or are, my ramble faps. Because Lord knows you can't script that shit, right? Okay, what I enjoy about recording, I enjoy the creative process. Posting audios. I enjoy the whole, writing up the draft of the body, the body of the post, as in, you know, the tags, the small description, tagging the writer, if there is a writer, and whatever other news article I need to post. So that's, I enjoy that. I used to enjoy looking at upvotes. I no longer enjoy that. So, yeah. Next question is, has becoming an erotic audio artist opened up areas of your sexuality you weren't aware of before? Yes, is the short answer. Yes. Yes, on many levels. Yes. Can you tell us a bit about your recording setup, like when you usually record, where did you sit/lie? Do you position the mic, where you put the script so you can see it, that kind of thing? And I think I've addressed the majority of that. Where I position the script is on my phone. I read it off my phone. I have a Mac set behind it with Audacity on it, which is my recording software. So really all I need to do is hit the record button and read off my phone. How many orgasms do you think your audios have been responsible for? Sorry about the wording. It sounds like an accusation. No, I don't feel like it's an accusation. How many orgasms? Yeah, look, mate, it's not something I think about, but I do get asked regularly about. It is actually not something I think about. 4 years? So the average bloke is 3 times a day, knocks the top off? I don't know, it's like 1,200, 1,300 times, like 3,600 or, 400,000 people have come to my... No, that just sounds really conceited. I get where you're coming from. And I think it's funny as hell, but I don't know if I can quantify it. Okay, moving right along. What's your process for selecting a script? It needs to be personal to me. It needs to have some personal connection, and not all audios do, but I need that myself. I need to believe in it. I need to be able to immerse myself in it, to be one of the characters, to be the mother, to be the young girl, to be the aunt, to be the wife. I need that. And if that doesn't sort of connect with me, then I can't. So, I'm going to pause it right here because I'm getting a little weary, to be honest. And I'm going to say thank you very much for listening this far. I hope I haven't banged on too much. I just need a bit of a lie down. Okay. Thank you, gorgeous, 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 gorgeous people. I feel very honoured that you'd take the time to listen to me. Okay, stay tuned for part 2.